We are excited that God has assembled us once and again, and we're just so excited what God is going to do. And we are also excited to hear thus saith the Lord. So we're about to go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we are just so excited that you have come to this call and to have your way, Lord. We just thank you in advance for all of the miracles that you are going to bestow upon us, Father. We thank you in advance for all sicknesses that are already healed, for all financial issues that are already taken care of, for all transportation issues, all emotion issues, all family issues, anything that we all stand in the need of. We know that you are going to clear it. We know that you're going to fix it, because if you did it before, you're going to do it again. And we ask this, Father, so this call will go with clarity. It will be unhindered, uncontaminated, and we will be able to hear the word instead of focusing on our issues. Father, you are a good God, and you are a God all by yourself, Father. So we thank you for reminding us in Matthew 25, the 31st chapter, all the way through 46, that whatever we do to our brothers and sisters, we are doing to you, Father. So we ask you to forgive us for anything we may have said, anything we may have done, whether it was a deed, thought, or action, or anything we thought we were going to do and thought we were going to get away with, Father. We know that you know everything before it even happens. So God, we ask that you come into this temple of ours and forgive us for anything we may have done. And Father, we ask that you bless this call. Bless the speaker, God. Bless the founders of Artists International. Bless the founders of the TMC call. And Father, touch each and every one of us in a collective and an individual way. So Father, we bless you. We love you, and we know that you have given us that mandate for us to follow, found in Matthew, so we could do the right thing all the time, not because we want to, but because we have to, God, for us to be in your word. It is in our love and thought and affection that we say thank you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, Master's Call family, I am turning the call over to our host all the way out there in sunny California, Minister Tiffany. And you all have a wonderful God-filled day. It's now yours, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister LaShawn, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I love you with the Lord.
I love you more, and I thank God for you. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this new day that the Lord has made, and you gave us a scripture to reflect on today, and that's Matthew 25. So as we move through this Monday, we will meditate on what the Lord has given you to give to us this day. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you, my TMC family, that have dialed into the Master's Call. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador of Artists International. We welcome you to this telecommunications sanctuary, and we pray that your weekend was super fantastic. And as you come on the line today, text three people and ask them to join you here on the Master's Call. Well, let me tell you just a little bit about the Master's Call. We began this call on October the 25th of 2010, and we currently have a website that has all of our messages archived on there. And so we invite each and every single one of you sometime this week, go on to our website and see what the Master's Call is all about. And that web address for the Master's Call is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Share that website with someone today and let their lives be blessed as yours have been, because the mission statement for this call is that when you call in every single day, your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. If you have a praise report, a prayer request, or a testimony, maybe you're interested in being a greeter here, maybe the Lord is purging you and positioning you to share a word, and you would like to be a part of the prayer team, the intercessory team here on the Master's Call, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. Every single day, Monday through Friday, immediately following this call, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. If you are a part of Artist International, hopefully you have already restarted your Power Start. And if you have not, today is the last day. So you want to make sure you go back into your back office and find out how you can restart your Power Start. And if you're not a part of Artist International and you want to know more about what Artist International is all about, then I would advise you to get back with the person that invited you to this call so that they can share with you what Artist International is all about. Speaking of Artist International, October the 31st, November 1st, and November the 2nd, all roads lead to the Bahamas, to the Atlantis Resort. That will be the Kings of Artists presenting the Artist Empowerment Conference, and that will be the final conference for the year of 2014. So please go to www.artistempowermentconference.com for further information. Tomorrow it's Tuesday. That means that there's two things that go on tomorrow night. First, the God-Driven Bible Study with Pastor Michael Johnson, and that call-in number is 805-399-1000 and the access code 366098#. That will be taking place at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That is the God-Driven Bible Study Hour. And then immediately following that call-in hour, or later, it's the Lviv Tuesday Night Conference Call with Pastor John Glenn. That call-in number is 712-432-1212, and the PIN code is kind of long, but go ahead and write this down, 774-766-352#. Again, 774-766-352#. So please avail yourselves to the announcements that I have given. And at this time, it is time to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker is no stranger to the Master's Call. He is an artistpreneur doing great things out there in Portland, Oregon. He and his wife, Minister Edna Kimmons, have been married over 27 years, and they have three lovely children and a grandchild. And so we celebrate them and celebrate the great things that are happening in their lives. He is currently an assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. He loves the Lord, and he loves serving God's people. He earned a degree in theology, and I'm telling you, I have watched him transform through the artist products, and I am so happy with the transformation that has been occurring in his life, because truly an appointment with artists has changed his life. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Pastor, Minister Charles Kimmons at this time. Pastor Charles, are you out there this day?
Good morning, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. I first like to give all honor and praises to God, who is the head of my life. And I just like to just thank the founders of this call, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor P.K. Roberts. I just really just thank them for just obeying the call that God had put on their lives to start this call, and this call has really been a blessing, has united us all across country, and for that I am forever grateful for that, and I just thank God for just this opportunity to be able to speak to my TMC family this morning. I do not take this opportunity for granted. I just really just praise God, and right now I just pray and ask God in the mighty name of his son, Jesus, that I decrease and that he increases and that he speaks a word to the people of God this morning. And so I like to come out of a very familiar passage of scripture in Joshua chapter 1. And for the sake of time, will not be reading all of it. I'm going to read verse 1. Reading out of the Amplified Bible, it says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now rise, take place, and go over to Jordan, you and all the people, into the land which I'm giving them, the Israelites. And every place which the sole of your foot shall tread, that I have given to you, as I promised Moses.'" Dropping down to verse 5. "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you, and I will not fail nor forsake you." Verse 6. "Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause the people to inherit the land which I sworn to their fathers to give to them." Verse 7. "Only you be strong and be very courageous, that you may do according to all that the law which Moses my servant has commanded you. Turn not from it to your right hand nor to your left, that you may prosper wherever you go." Verse 8, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success." Now, I just want to pause a second and just give just a slight review about some important facts about Joshua. Moses had changed Joshua's name from Hosea to Joshua in Numbers 13 and 16. He was a personal servant. He was an early man engaged in fighting the Lord's battle. Joshua, he led the Israelites in their first combat against the Amalekites. And he was the only general they had known since Egypt. But what equipped Joshua to place Moses at the head of the nation was not his military prowess, but his spiritual vitality and faith. You see, as a young man, he constantly attended the tent of the Lord, according to the word that was in Exodus 33:11. Joshua, he was mentored by Moses. He was mentored by Moses. And so even though at the time of Moses' death, I know that it was perhaps very heavy on Joshua's mind at the time, but the Lord was not calling him without enabling him. I need to say that again. The Lord did not call him without enabling him. There was a good reason for Joshua to be strong. See, verse 5 tells us that no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." See, that was a promise. And God's promises are real. So God had promised Moses that he would never leave him or never forsake us. TMC family and all his entrepreneurs, minister in the marketplace, God had promised us. God had promised to never leave us or never to forsake us. But he is commanding us to be strong. To be strong and to be of good courage. Because You have to understand that victory is assured when you're trusting in God. You have to understand that in God, with God being your guide, it is the safest guide under the sun. There's no other place that I would rather be. In the presence of God is sustaining power. See, the real battle of faith is not what we are, but it's what he is. And it's not what we feel, but it is God's facts. And God stated in this passage of scripture, he stated very clearly 3 times. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that any time that God speaks a word, and he speaks that word repetitively, that word is very, very important. 3 times he tells us to be strong and to be courageous. Verse 6, he says, be strong and be courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Verse 7, he says, be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey. That's a very important word, to obey all the laws my servant Moses has given you. And do not turn to the right nor to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. God is telling us not to turn to the left, not to turn to the right, but to keep our eyes focused on God. To keep our eyes focused on God, because he says, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or seen his seed begging for bread. So it's very, very important, TMC family, that we as ministers in the marketplace, that we keep our eyes focused on God and the plans of God. Because God says in his word that I know the plans that I have for you. See, God has plans for us to succeed. God has plans for us to be successful. So TMC family, it is very, very important for us, just as Joshua, when he lost his mentor, his spiritual father, that he was strong and that he kept his focus on the main thing, and the main thing was Christ Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. And as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was able to take the people to the promised land. See, Moses was able to see it, but Moses was not able to cross over because Moses had died at about 120 years old. And at the time that Joshua had reigned, Joshua, he was like well over 90 years old. But Joshua, he had a focus and he had instruction from the Creator to be strong and to be courageous. So TMC family, I just want to just encourage each and every one of us today as you go about ministering your business in the marketplace. I just want to just encourage each and every one of you to be strong and be courageous and know that God has given you, has equipped you with everything that you need to possess and to take the land that he has promised to you. And with that, I would like to turn it back over to you. God bless you this morning.
God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement and that encouraging message for this morning. I'm going to be calling you back to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you blessed us this morning by allowing us all to get up, to wake up, to be safe, Father God. We thank you that you are our refuge and you are our strength. We thank you that you are our strong tower, and we thank you, God, for giving us another day. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we have nothing to complain about, but we thank you for everything. For we realize that we are not here by ourselves, but you are with us, because your word declares to us that you would never leave us or forsake us. So, Father, even in the dark tunnel, in the dark places, Father, we thank you that you are our light and that you are there with us. We thank you that you supply us with every single thing that we need, Father. We thank you for Pastor Charles Kimmons. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would increase in him, Father, as he has enriched, empowered, and enhanced us in this day, Father. I pray that every need in his family will be met. I thank you for increase in his ministry and in his artist business right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for Artists International, and I thank you for the DSD Leon family. I thank you for the vision that we are a company that's about faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, Father. I pray that you will continue to move us forward in the mighty name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against Artists International shall prosper, Father. I pray that every dream will be seen, Father, and I pray that great and new things will continue to happen. I pray, Father God, right now that you would just touch every person that is under the sound of my voice. I speak right now that you will release those things to them that have been blocked, God. I pray right now that your power, your anointing will fall upon them right now in the name of Jesus. I speak new opportunities. I speak new promotion. I speak new relationships. I speak new encounters. Father, right now, I pray right now for the children as they go to school, Father, those that are traveling and those that are getting dropped off, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this year will be a special year for them. I speak that they will be successful academically and athletically, Father. I pray that you will position them to be great, Father, because you have made them fearfully and wonderfully, Father, and there are great promises in store for them. I pray that the friends that be around them will be friends who will speak your name to them, Father, that they would see you in the teachers that teach them, that they will hear you in the voices that speak around them. And I decree and declare that nothing will harm them or come against them in the name of Jesus. I speak that there will be peace in the classrooms, in the playgrounds, in the restrooms right now in the name of Jesus, on the buses, Father, in the cars, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for each and every household that is on this line, that every need will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up the Wallace family to you. I pray for comfort and strength for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up right now, in the name of Jesus, the London family to you, Father. And I pray for strength for them right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Ariana to you, and I speak total and complete healing for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And for Caitlin, Father, I pray that you would just touch her head right now. No more migraines, no more headaches. In the name of Jesus, Father, you are a heart regulator, a mind regulator, and I pray right now for peace in our minds and in our hearts, Father. Comfort us right now. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, that what we do, what we say, and what we think will be pleasing to you. God, I lift up the Kings of Artists to you and the Artist Empowerment Conference. I pray that every need will be met, and I pray that those that need to go will be there, Father. I pray that you would allow the finances, Father God, to come through right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the transportation will be provided for in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you, Father God, for Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook. And I pray as she continues to rest in you, Father God, that you would give her revelation and restoration in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts to you. And I pray, Father God, as she has has shut down to be with you, God. I pray that you have spoken to her heart, her mind, her body, and her soul, Father. I speak newness to her right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle here on the Master's Call. I thank you for her faithfulness, for her commitment, for her dedication. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will restore in her, Father God, your will, your way, your knowledge, Father, your wisdom, your grace, your joy, Father, your peace in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you for just being you, God. And you, Lord, you have done so much for us, and we just thank you right now, Father. We give your name the praise. We give you the glory, Father. And as we go out this day, let us be those great ministers in the marketplace. Let us share Artist International with those all over the world, that we would be the answer to what they have been looking for, what they have been searching for, and what they have been praying for. And I decree and declare that this day will be great as we move with momentum in this Monday. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Once again, we will be heading over to the Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Again, tomorrow, Tuesday, the God-Driven Bible Study with Pastor Michael Johnson, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That number is 805-399-1000 and the access code 366098 pound. An hour following that call will be the Lviv Tuesday night conference call with Pastor John. That call-in number is 712-432-1212 and the access code 774-766-352-pound. Remember, www.artistempowermentconference.com for information regarding the Kings of Artists Empowerment Conference that will be taking place October the 31st through November the 2nd of 2014. And the replay for this number is 712-432-1085 and the access code, the replay number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957677-POUND. At this time, Pastor Charles, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God.
I just like to just pray and just ask God just to continue to bless and strengthen every family, every voice is on this call, every concern, Father God, we just lift it up to you, Father. And I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you help us with our unbelief. Help us to be strong and courageous. In the mighty name of Jesus, go out and have an awesome day today. In the name of the Lord, we bless you.